Joining us now, folks, Eric Douglas. He's the author of a wonderful new book. I think it's wonderful because I just finished it last night. The Third Key, Sharks in the Water. It's all about the waters of the Florida Keys and sharks. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to the Morning Mix in the fabulous Florida Keys.
Good morning, Ann. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, this is great. I have to kind of back up a little bit. I actually met you at the DEMA show, the Dive mm-hmm. Equipment Manufacturers Association show out in Las Vegas back in November, and I did not know that you were such a prolific author.
Being a writer, I don't have any choice but to write. There's stories that keep popping into my head, and I think I'd go nuts if I didn't actually write them down. So, yeah, The Third Key is the eighth in the Mike Scott series, which is kind of my main series of books.
Tell us about your character, your main character, Mike Scott, because these do obviously revolve around him. I'm assuming your alter ego, because as I understand, well, I know you're a diver and a dive instructor, et cetera, and that's kind of where Mike falls into this, right?
Exactly. Mike Scott is an international journalist. He's an international photographer, works for a magazine and travels all over the world, which is sort of how he gets into all of these situations that he gets into. Several of my friends comment that they'd be afraid to find out if what would happen to Mike if he were actually looking for trouble when he went somewhere. But Mike is a journalist, but he's also a diver, and so a lot of his stories that he's working on have an ocean theme or an underwater theme. But every one of my books has diving in it, I try to, as a diver myself, and you know this, mm-hmm. you hate to read something or see something in the movies or on TV about diving that's just wrong.
Yes.
You know, you're sitting there and go, oh my God, that's stupid, and you're yelling at the TV or whatever, or at least I do.
I do too, yes I do.
But, so I try to make the diving as realistic as possible. One of the motivations when I started this series of books was that I wanted to get people excited about diving. You know, mm-hmm. there was a generation that grew up on Mike Nelson. With,
oh, yes, Sea Hunt, absolutely.
I'm a little bit younger than that, but I'll be 50 this summer. But I grew up watching Jacques Cousteau and the undersea world of Jacques Cousteau, and that was my inspiration for getting into diving and loving the ocean. And so I was trying to come up with a character that somebody could read and go, you know what? I want to be just like Mike. I want to go diving, and I want to learn to love the ocean, that sort of thing. So all of my books revolve around the ocean and scuba diving and that passion. At the same time, they're thriller adventures, and they're fun, and, you know, and we get everything from mystery to history to oceans and animals and everything in them.
You know, the other thing I have to comment before we move along about the book is that following this radio show today, later today, Scuba Radio with Dive Master Greg will be on here on the same station, folks. So if you want to pay attention and listen, if you be sure to listen, because he plays a big part in some of your diving adventures too, I believe, or in Mike's diving adventures, correct?
Well, Greg's a close friend, and I'm actually on, Greg has me on Scuba Radio on a fairly regular basis. The Mike Scott is my primary series, but I actually do a secondary series of short stories called what I call the Withrow Key series. So I created an island in the Keys called Withrow Key. One of the stories I did is called Lionfish. L-Y-I-N apostrophe fish, lion as in lying.
Yes.
But the book cover is actually a lionfish, and mm-hmm. one of the plot lines in it is actually a lionfish rodeo, where the divers are out harvesting lionfish and getting them off the reefs. But that story actually revolves and has Scuba Radio, the whole cast of Scuba Radio in it. Like I said, Greg's a good friend, and mm-hmm. I wanted to have a little fun with him, too.
The newest entry into your library, which again is The Third Key, Sharks in the Water by Eric Douglas. So tell us a little bit to get kind of whet our appetite for this, and maybe why we want to read all about diving in the Keys and the shark fear.
Absolutely. You know, And I'm a big fan of sharks. I love sharks. I love seeing them in the water, like just about every other diver I know. But I know it is a fear. And so one of the things I wanted to do with this story was tease that a little bit, but also to be able to use it as an opportunity to say, you know, if sharks are attacking humans, there's probably a human behind it in the first place. So that's one of the underlying themes, is that actually someone is manipulating sharks to come after divers.
And that was the very first chapter in the book. That's how it starts.
It starts out with a bang, doesn't it?
Yes, a bang stick, no pun intended.
No pun intended. But, so Mike is doing a dive in the Key Largo, and it's actually they're filming a movie, and sharks attack, and then he's set off to figure out what's going on. Why is somebody manipulating the sharks, and even how are they manipulating the sharks? But a lot of the story revolves around the Christ of the Biz statue as well. And a lot of the history, as well as I could find it, of the bringing the Christ of the Biz statue in the book is real, the whole process. And actually, I met, there's another story, another person mentioned in the book named Gabe Spataro.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually the person who brought the statue to the United States back in 62, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Was able to import it from Italy to Chicago, and then it sat up there for a couple of years before it moved down to the Keys and was finally sunk in the Keys. But so I met him a few years ago, and actually made a dive with him a few years ago. So we've got all kinds of history, but then modern day and shark intrigue and bad guys and treasure hunts.
And it does jump back and forth. Back actually, was it the 3rd or 4th century, I think?
Yeah,
and then yeah, whatever. And then back between Italy and places in the Middle East, and then back to present time. It's really a great read. I was enthralled, and I mean, to the fact where I couldn't put it down. I had to finish it last night because I knew we were going to be on the radio today, and I just could not put it down. So if I sound a little groggy, it's because I was up all night finishing the book. But it's very interesting, and things that I had never thought about. And we just thought, oh, well, the statue was there. But, of course, the part, must I say that the part about the intrigue and why the statue was important is really fiction, correct?
Oh yeah, no. There is no connection to. It was imported from Italy, but yeah, no. There's no connection to a mysterious group with keys hidden in the base of the statue. I don't want anybody going out to the statue and banging around on the base of it, trying to see if there's a hidden compartment into it anywhere. That comes out of my mind.
That does. And I must tell you, though, there are lots of things that are real about, and I am a critical reader, and I really enjoyed a lot of the geography that you put in there, but also some of the characters. We have some, you mentioned Captain Spencer Slate, Fraser Nippens, Alex Brilski, yes, from Florida Keys Community College. And this is really a great read, folks. If you're a fan of mysteries revolving around the Keys or in the Keys, and especially if you're a diver, this is a fascinating book. I loved it. And I'll tell you what, Eric, I really can't wait to get in, and I'm going to have my Kindle is going to be loaded up with Eric Douglas adventures. Well, Mike's adventures, I guess, Mike Scott's adventures, and I really enjoyed reading it. And how can folks find you? Website, how can they get the book?
The easiest way to find me is booksbyeric.com. Everything's on Kindle, and everything's available through Amazon, soft covers through Barnes & Noble as well. But yeah, the easiest way to find all the links is just go to booksbyeric.com. You'll find the Mike Scott series, the Withrow Key series, and some nonfiction work that I've done as well.
The Third Key, Sharks in the Water by Eric Douglas, and it's a Mike Scott thriller. That's his character. So I want to thank you, Eric. Thank you for highlighting our keys. Thank you for providing me a great read, and I can't wait to get some of the previous ones if I could. Thanks so much, Eric. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.